what's going on, Anchor? Hey, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about like setting crazy goals or, you know, big goals, and the idea of taking one step back in order to achieve them, because it's something that I'm going through right now, and not giving advice necessarily, but definitely want to talk to you guys about kind of my mental models around it. So I think it's huge. I mean, not everybody has huge goals that they want to achieve. Not everybody wants to, you know, be a billionaire, be, you know, the next Gary Vee or what have you, right? Or next LeBron James or anything like that. But if your goals are to be somebody extraordinary, right? Somebody larger than average. I think it's important to think about the way that you approach that, right? So if you're trying to achieve unaverage goals or above average goals or extraordinary goals, you really need to map your life to that, right? So trying to live extraordinary goals, you really need to live extraordinarily, right? You need to do things out of the ordinary. So, for example, if you want to be the top basketball player in the world, you're going to have to work harder, practice more than the average basketball player in the world. And same goes for business, you know, arts and all of things of that nature. With that, a lot of times you have to take a step back in certain areas of your life, right? So, for example, if you look at like Mark Cuban's life, he'll talk a lot about when he was first coming up, trying to start his businesses. He, you know, would live, you know, with like four other guys, like some people sleeping on the floor at night. Essentially, they were not living the life of their peers. And at the time, maybe they were looked at as outcasts in a way. And I think it's important to, when you're going through that, to remind yourself that you're not living the life that your peers are living because you don't have the same goals as your peers. And I say that because I know that I go through that myself right now, right? So I'm trying to achieve something really, really big with, you know, this coming into the business with my father and then so on and so forth as time goes on. And I have to remind myself often because, I mean, I've taken some, 2017 was one of the hardest years of my life. So, I mean, I've taken definitely a step back because 2016 was probably one of the best years of my life. So I've definitely taken a step or two back in order to take, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 forward. And it's talks. This is like my internal talk with myself that I have, is that you're taking this step back because you have this big jump that you want to make moving into the future, right? So it's almost like if you're trying to make you're trying to jump across a big gap between like two cliffs, right? You take a few steps back so you can get a running start. And I feel like that's kind of what I'm doing here in terms of trying to achieve my goals. Or if you're trying to dunk the ball, you don't necessarily just walk up to it and jump. No, if you're close, you take few steps back and you get a running start. And that's essentially what I'm doing here with taking these steps back in terms of my life and hopefully leveraging that to achieve large goals. So, I mean, I'd love to encourage you guys who are listening to do the same, right? If you have large goals, don't compare yourself to your peers. Just think about where those goals are and do you need to take some steps back in order to achieve them. Maybe that means getting a roommate instead of having your own place. Maybe that means spending less money on going out or going out to the bar less. Maybe not every weekend. You don't have to go out to the bar. Maybe you go, you know, every other weekend, or you go, you know, once a month or what have you. But don't get fooled to the peer pressure of you have to do what everybody else is doing because you're not trying to be where everybody else is trying to be. So definitely my self-talk, and just encouraging people to think it as well, because I think it's the right way to think about it. But if you guys don't, hop in the comments. I'd love to talk to you guys. Peace.